Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What is happening here? What's going on? This thing is so screwed up.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hold on. Turn it around. Twist it up. There you go. Now you got it.
All right. Now we're on track. It's going to be a great week, I can tell. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I ended up getting the fight. So
good.
I got to see that. And we had a bunch of neighbors over. Oh,
you had a little fight party, too.
Yeah. CanePerformance.com came by, wherever that thing is.
I know.
Shame.
Where is it?
let me find all my stuff. So we had fun. It was a decent fight, considering some had predicted it wouldn't go any rounds, right. Like one and would be over. Others thought he'd cheat.
Right.
Kick him in the head to say, hey, I was here. But he gave him a good fight.
He did.
I was actually surprised.
He looked great the first couple rounds. I was like, oh, maybe I should have bet some money.
We all definitely had that look on our face like, what? Hey. I mean, he's going to lose and did, but all right.
Yep. At least it was good, solid entertainment. It's funny, too, because I don't care about boxing or fighting or anything. But when you sit down and start watching, you actually get invested in it. Like, I was on the edge of my seat. And then in between each round, we were doing, like, interpretive slow motion boxing. And Hooman was like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was so funny with a ton of us. So like it'd be a 1 minute thing. So I'd be like, I'd stand up and like punch out Hooman with like a low slow thing, and he'd get me, and it was just super funny.
So just you and Hooman were doing a show for everyone else.
No, a bunch of us were doing it.
You were,
yeah. It was really fun. We had a good time. A lot of laughs that night, man. I was cracking up that whole night.
It was fun. Yeah,
it was a good time. Of course, Hooman left as soon as the jamming started. He was like, I got
church in the morning.
Yeah. They weren't singing any Jesus songs for
you. Oh, we should start when Jesus said yes.
But there were the three. Did you watch the three undercard fights, Vinny?
I didn't care that much about those.
I was watching them, yeah.
The guy with the Smurf shorts, I was.
Yeah, he had fuzzy shorts.
What the heck?
Oh,
that's bold.
I only saw the guy with, didn't he have, black shiny shorts? Was there one with that?
Yeah, there was a guy.
Was earlier.
Yeah, Hooman was there pretty early, and John picked up the channel whenever I'm not sure when he bought the pay-per-view, but Hooman just
I was watching all the red
fights.
Carpet arrivals.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We all saw Steve Harvey.
Oh, that's a big deal.
We saw LeBron.
All the stuff about Steve Harvey.
Oh, what? What about Steve Harvey?
Social media is going crazy saying that they're upset that Steve Harvey had better tickets than LeBron.
Yeah, he did.
And social media was just going off on Steve Harvey.
Who cares who gets the best ticket?
It just had to do with, remember, his Miss USA? Oh, don't let Harvey near the mic. You know, he might make a mistake on who won. Like, all kinds of silly stuff. But people are going nuts about it.
Oh, that's so
funny. Like, really?
Listen, the internet is always looking for something to go nuts on. That's
funny.
The
news about the attendance was, other than right around the ring, it was empty.
Really?
Yeah, the upper deck was empty. And they were saying they still made all their money because
that's
obviously it was bought in, huge numbers all around the country. But yeah, as far as people showing up to T-Mobile Arena. Uh-huh.
Ding, ding. Shame.
they didn't. Mm. It was just the celebrities who paid big money to be ringside, but...
Interesting.
And I wasn't there, so maybe someone who was would say, no, it was packed. You're crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know what I read.
The attendance was.
They were also saying that a lot of the cable systems went out.
Oh,
it was delayed by quite a lot because people were trying to buy it, mm-hmm. and it was, and they're like, well,
shut it down.
We're not doing this until everyone who wants to buy it has bought it.
we need all that money.
That makes sense. I mean, I put it on, I want to say earlier in the day, mm-hmm. we got texts from neighbors who were like, hey, you guys getting the fight?
Oh, funny.
And I went, oh, I guess we should get it. Why not then, right?
Right.
So I got it and put it on that channel and left it there.
Yeah.
Because it's such a weird
change away,
thing.
Right.
Wise.
To, is it going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Now we got people, so. I
know, it better work.
On.
I have no idea how all that works. I saw John over there buying it, and I'm like, I'm glad you know how to do that. I'm sure it's simple, right?
Yeah.
Click
yeah.
OK. And
yes,
all
and it,
but
and
I'm
it
with
did
you.
Work.
You don't turn the channel. You're like, I've got this now. Don't touch it.
I put it on the channel and left it until after the fight was over.
Right.
And turned it off and went, all right.
All right.
We got our $100 worth, I guess.
$100.
Did you have a cover charge for the people? That-
no.
Oh, yeah. You got to charge everybody. Yeah.
What?
You know.
Did they bring food?
You
at
did
least?
Not.
Sure. Of course.
You did not.
Like everybody has to give me $20. Pizza and the pizza.
You liar.
A donation, y'all.
Small donation.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, it was a wicked fun weekend. I really had. Did you watch the fight at all?
Oh no, I don't care about that.
I don't care about it either. But it was a sure. gathering, and I just thought.
Yeah.
I did start to get curious. The more I thought about it, the more I thought, if this makes news and I haven't seen it, I'm gonna feel like a donkey.
Yeah.
Like, because then you got to go to YouTube, and usually all that gets released is still photos.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And you find yourself looking at a picture. And reading the story
right.
going, dang. Mm.
I love how they do the little recaps, too, in between. You know, we started doing the slow-mo stuff because they were showing, like, any punch that landed. They'd show it in slow-mo. You can see the spit, and you know, the faces
yeah.
as they're going. And that was the most fun part to me because a lot of it, I can't even tell if they landed anything or not. And by the way, could Conor McGregor please pick his hands up? Like, I really felt like his hands were down by his side the whole time. Like, protect yourself.
Is that what he's used to doing?
I have no idea, but, like, Floyd has his hands in front of his face the whole time.
He's a defensive expert. He's known as that.
I felt like, hey, look what the other guy's doing. You should do that, too. That'd be really
Mirror
good.
Him.
Right.
One of the weird things that no one's ever seen Floyd do was that turning his back to the guy. You didn't notice that?
Yeah, we did.
He kept turning his back to him.
I wouldn't know if he'd done it before or not, though.
It was one of those things where, I guess, because of the hands down and the weird nature of the way McGregor fought, the other guy didn't know.
Just turned away.
I don't know. That was a weird thing to see, and I wasn't paying as much attention maybe as others were to the call. So.
Right.
Who knows?
I wouldn't know.
If someone said he's doing that because he... You know, wants to sausage in between the buns, or I don't know what he was after, but he was turning around and putting his butt into the guy.
A little bit of Humpty Hump going on. I liked
that
it. I like when they start hugging. I always think, oh, that's sweet. How loving.
I always feel like that's their time to catch their breath.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why you lock each other up, but normally you do that face to face and you have to be separated.
Well, Floyd's a bottom. We didn't know.
I just kept thinking, he's getting a hot dog between the buns right there. What is going
on? Hey, I missed it, but someone was saying that at the weigh-in, Conor McGregor only had his underpants on, and he's packing! That was a huge bulge, so maybe Floyd saw that, and he was all like, hey. That's me laughing
you
over
heard-
my... Yeah, I didn't.
McGregor has a huge bulge.
That's what I heard.
That was going around your party.
Not my party.
It was everywhere.
It was all over the place.
Damn!
You think the internet was going crazy over Harvey's seats? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh my God, I want to see a picture of that.
I said, I know you don't want to find this, but can you find it so Hooman can bring it into you?
And, I can't wait to see it.
What's his face? Mayweather. I was like, all right, he got a little hanging, but damn!
Conor McGregor.
I want that one. Although maybe he's a shower, not a grower. But
who knows? You never know. Right. I was surprised at how big McGregor... I don't know why. I thought he was going to be small compared to Floyd Mayweather. And he actually seemed to be...
Oh, he was taller.
Yeah.
And he had him by a couple pounds. And his reach was longer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very surprised. Maybe because... I don't know why.
Well, the fight before them was the 130-pound weight class. And we were laughing because Sherry Kane, who's a world champion athlete, was like, it's been so many years since I've been 130, and I do feel like I could beat those guys up. Because they look...
Do they look tiny?
They look so... And they were both wearing giant shorts, which made their stick legs look even funnier.
That's hilarious.
That's not how you dress them, boys.
I know. I think I was 130 pounds in like, in like ninth grade.
You're right.
Oh, are we looking at the bulge? Is this the Battle of the Bulge?
Show it to
Sarah. Let me have a look at that.
I think he's wearing a cup. He must be, right?
I don't know. The way it's just hanging, I don't think it's... It would be lifted up, I would think.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
I don't know. You guys would know.
I like his everything.
How many wieners do you think you've seen, Yzette?
That looks good.
Thousands.
Not thousands. Yeah.
I mean... less than Sarah.
Who knows?
Less than...
Countless.
What are we asking?
How many wieners
do you think you've seen?
Like up close?
I don't know.
You mean pictures,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I've seen so many pictures of wieners.
If we're talking pictures and videos and stuff, I would say hundreds, but up close... I can count on two hands.
Okay.
They keep going up. I can count on one hand. Yeah, I would love to see those pants drop and just see what's going on there.
Yeah.
I like Conor McGregor.
I do too.
It's kind of hot.
Well, they've definitely...
I love an Irishman, though.
Yeah.
When you... they both had to cut to make weight. Mm-hmm. And so that
what did
dude
they
was
have to be?
Shredded for sure. Like there wasn't, I'm sure he was even like, I need a drink of water. As soon as he made weight, he was like,
right.
God.
He was wearing saran wrap in the back. What did they have to be at?
I'm looking it up.
What was the fighting
weight? One of them was 149 and the other was 153.
Yeah.
So they were, probably 155 was the cut.
Right.
Someone says they don't wear cups at weigh-in. A few people are saying watch the fight for free on Facebook Live.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, I did hear that they were, I guess the fight people were mad because they wanted to sell the $100 package.
Yeah.
But a few people Facebook lived it or Instagram lived it or whatever.
Think you'd get in trouble for that.
You would think so.
925, I went to T-Mobile Arena to see Rammstein. I don't know what that is. Fight?
That's a band.
Okay.
Rammstein.
That is the worst venue. A total cluster bleep. No parking. Very disorganized. I wouldn't want to go there either.
Oh. Interesting to hear that the upper deck was empty. I thought that was like the hottest ticket.
They're like a German metal band.
Oh.
Rammstein. Hey,
Du hast.
Vinny, do you think they stopped the fight too early?
No, I think the guy was getting his head pounded in and everyone's sensitive to, you know, I mean, I know he was sitting there saying, hey, leave me in. I was tired. Dude, we don't want to watch you die there in the, you were definitely taking head blows and you were barely standing up.
Right.
So, I mean, they could have waited, but I would like to see people err on the side of caution. I know that in MMA, one of the things, and I know it's the sport and I know that's the way they're coached, when they knock someone out, they jump on them and keep punching and the guy has to get like, and it's their instinct and it's how they're trained.
Kill them.
But dang, dude, the guy just, you watch the guy timber, and he's out, and they're on him still punching until someone gets in and stops it.
Wow.
I just feel like, save them from themselves. I know, this is how they make their money, and they've signed up to, fight, but, ay, ay, ay. And McGregor got a great payday, either way. Yeah. He looked good, he did 10 rounds. I paid for it and didn't feel completely ripped off. It wasn't a Tyson fight where, it was over in 30 seconds or worse. He bit the guy because he was frustrated. He couldn't win. That was one of the things they thought he'd just start kicking because he would get frustrated that he was going to get his butt kicked.
Right.
And that didn't happen.
No.
It's all right. It's all good.
Yeah,
I think the bigger concern, which we haven't talked about at all, is your Game of Thrones show. Are you disappointed?
Not at all, but I'm so, so sad that it's over. Like, we all just kind of sat there for a while after, like, it just made you want so much more.
Well, there's no coming attractions.
I know.
We made that joke a couple times. Let's just watch the previews. Let's watch the previews. One.
Yeah, I fast forwarded to see if they'd give us anything, and it was ballers.
Yeah.
The next show up.
They had a couple good extras on there, you know, like the anatomy of a scene stuff. And when they all talk about the episode.
Well, the best part was when they were in that dragon pit, all the actors said, "We have not all been together in basically 7 seasons, and we're all friends now." And they spent 10 days shooting that, and they said at the hotel afterwards, it was just so fun hanging out with everyone.
It looked fun.
They showed the outtakes.
Yeah, they were showing shots.
Oh, you guys all watch this?
Oh, yeah, always do. We watch all the things. Extras. So they were showing, you know, the cameras are just, they're not filming, they're not acting anything out. They're all just sitting around looking at pictures on each other's iPhones and laughing. And there's, you know,
Brienne
of Tarth smoking a cigarette. It was really funny to watch that. It makes you so, we actually were saying, I wonder if Arya and Sansa were super, because they were in Iceland or something, yeah. You know, Winterfell filming, and everybody else in the cast is in Spain or wherever they shot that thing. Looks so fun.
So, just answer me this.
Okay.
Because I heard the speech where they were sort of playing out who these people are to each other, and I still was like, so they're brother and sister?
No.
The scene when they cut over and she's getting it.
She's the...
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. She's the baby sister of the guy who knocked up Ned Stark's sister.
Right. But who's Jon Snow to her?
Nephew.
So the nephew was just banging his aunt.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, is that less wrong than the brother and sister humper?
It is slightly less wrong than that.
Way less wrong.
But
way less wrong.
It certainly complicates things. That's why I have a theory.
I have a theory too. But
we're not alone.
You can say your theory because we have in a year's time, we'll forget our theory.
That's true.
I won't. Go ahead.
That's their one spoiler alert. Something that happened on last night's show, spoiler alert. So that's their one time they do it. He knocks her up. He winds up dying in the battle.
Yeah.
Then there's an heir. Her line continues. Their line continues. She takes the throne. He's going to have to fight clearly there's going to be a dragon battle at some point, right? Come on. Those things have to battle. And he's going to be on one of them, is my guess. And he's going to get it. And get it good.
Give it to me good.
And I have to say, that was the most boring love scene that has ever shown on Game of Thrones.
Oh, you think?
Well, think of some of the sex that's happened on that show.
I was surprised. How do I put this? She was her
legs were
surprisingly closed legged. Yeah. I thought that's an interesting.
They were just sort of planking on each other. I thought, oh, that doesn't look very.
Come on, John.
Accommodating.
Push her thighs back.
It didn't
doing?
Seem like she was accommodating him, but it was very almost chaste in a weird, like,
well,
for
right.
Game of Thrones.
I mean, I know, you know, your first time, maybe you're a little reserved, but still,
yeah. Somebody unclamp her legs.
She called you tiny. Show her what's what. Or he doesn't know that, I guess.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you don't think that the other guy would have told him?
She says you're too short for her. Too small. Yeah, it was. But there was a lot of satisfaction in that episode, too. A lot of good, you know, solid cliffhangers, good setup for next season, but a lot of good satisfaction. In there. We'll talk more about it. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Monday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.